The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. Deep brain stimulation may help with MS-associated tremors. Deep brain stimulation, or DBS, effectively reduces tremors in people with multiple sclerosis, but may lead to worsening symptoms and speech problems, according to a review study. While these findings support the use of DBS for treating this common disabling MS symptom, larger studies using standardized measures of tremors would help to assess the risk-benefit profile of DBS accurately in this patient population. The review study, Deep Brain Stimulation for Multiple Sclerosis Tremor, a systemic review and meta-analysis, was published in the journal Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. Tremors are one of the most common symptoms of MS, affecting 25 to 58% of patients and being severe in 3 to 15% of cases. The arms, legs, head, trunk, and vocal cords are the most commonly affected. For many MS patients, tremors can be debilitating enough to severely impair quality of life and are challenging to treat. Given its success and approval for Parkinson's disease and essential tremor, DBS has also been used for the treatment of severe MS-associated tremors when other treatments have failed. It involves the surgical implantation of electrodes in the brain to stimulate the thalamus, an area involved in motor function, with electric impulses. The amount of stimulation is controlled by a pacemaker-like device placed under the skin near the collarbone. However, the operation itself may cause brain bleeding and infections. Some patients may also develop new symptoms, such as speech and swallowing difficulties and balance problems. Now, a team of researchers in Iran systematically reviewed studies published up to March 2021 that investigated the effects of DBS on MS-related tremors. From a total of 1,663 studies, 17, covering 162 MS patients, were included in the meta-analysis. The studies were published between 1999 and 2018 and included 15 full studies and 2 conference abstracts. Most, 58.8%, were conducted in the US or the UK. The number of patients in each study ranged from 3 to 22, and their mean average age ranged from 36 to 46.5 years. Follow-up time varied between 3 months and 62.4 months, or about 5 years. 6 studies applied objective tools to assess tremors, and these tools varied between studies. 2 studies used the FON Tremor Rating Scale. One applied the FON-Tolosa-Marin Clinical Rating Scale, and another used the Clinical Rating Scale. The Tremor Disability Score and the Visual Analog Scale were used in one study each. Results showed that the pooled rate of tremor reduction was 73%, range of 22% to 100%, and that DBS led to a significant reduction in tremor scores by a mean of minus 2.9 points. One study reported improvements in quality of life among patients showing tremor reductions following DBS. In addition, the most commonly reported adverse events with DBS were MS worsening or relapse, 13 patients, followed by dysarthria or speaking difficulty, 7 patients, and seizures, 6 patients. Dysarthria is a motor speech disorder caused by neurological damage. Infections were reported in 5 patients. The result of this systematic review and meta-analysis demonstrate that MS-related tumor improves after DBS, the researchers wrote. But given the high variability between studies in terms of follow-up duration and tremor assessment, as well as the low number of included patients, larger studies using standardized measures are needed to better assess the intervention's benefits in this patient population, they added. Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jamie Hughes, A Life in Letters. Permanent ink. My tattoo serves as an important reminder. On July 10, I did something I never thought I'd do. I got a tattoo. I've always been fascinated by body art, and anytime I see someone with ink I admire, I always ask a ton of questions about it. Sure, I ask how much time it took and how much pain was involved, but I'm also curious about what led a person to get a certain image and what it means to them, personally. I decided back in April that it was time for me to get my first and probably only tattoo. So after we returned from vacation, I took to Instagram and other company websites to begin looking for an artist that worked in the style I like. This was honestly the hardest part of the entire process, because there are so many talented people out there in the industry these days. I opted for an artist who works with very fine lines and has a talent for creating images inspired by the natural world, and she and I worked together to create the chambered Nautilus tattoo I now sport on the inside of my left wrist. The process was very interesting. First, Brie, my artist, printed out the design on paper. It looked too big, so she sized it down. And when we agreed that it was right, she transferred the design to a stencil that she put on my wrist using a wet transfer method. Once it was dry, she inked over the intricate design and added a little shading to the outside to give it a more realistic look. The entire process, from paperwork to home care instructions, took about an hour, and it hurt a lot less than I was expecting. Granted, if you give yourself injections every week, have been through a spinal tap and the headache that follows, or endured the treatment required by a superficial ulceration like I have, a few more needle sticks really aren't that much to write home about. So you probably want to know what led me to get a chambered Nautilus inked on my wrist. Well, there are several reasons. First, they're fascinating animals. Second, their shells grow at a constant rate, creating a logarithmic spiral that is almost a perfect representation of the golden ratio. Third, it's an example, like the crisp hexagons of honeycomb or the radial symmetry found in the petals of a dahlia, or something called sacred geometry, the belief that certain shapes and proportions are symbolic and sacred since they were created by the great geometer himself. However, the most pressing reason I chose this image is what it represents to me. Chambered nautili grow throughout their lifetimes, which can last upward of 20 years. When they outgrow a space, they build a new one. Then they wall off the old space, creating a series of chambers connected by a tube known as a siphuncle. This tube allows the animal to push water or air into each chamber to maintain buoyancy. Since I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, I've undergone many changes. Some of them were forced, others were chosen, but each has helped shape me into the person I am today. However, I've noticed that as people get older, they seem to become resistant to change. They fight it rather than embrace it, and live smaller, more fearful lives as a result. I don't want that to happen to me. I want to stay curious, remain brave, and take risks regardless of my age. The Nautilus tattoo reminds me that change is good. It is natural and a part of life I should continue to embrace. The alternative, well, it just doesn't sound all that appealing to me. I should also mention that the chambered Nautilus is part of the logo of the center where I am treated. How's that for a little serendipity? MS is a part of me now, something to be embraced rather than pushed aside. And this was a way for me to remind myself of all the ways I've transformed and triumphed, as well as the change and growth I will enjoy in the future.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.